Hello and welcome to the Nanofilm Improv Podcast. I'm Dave Herron. This podcast is about my trials and tribulations associated with improv comedy and doing it, performing it, rehearsing it. So this is really a cathartic outpouring of the things that I've learned, the things that I'm struggling with, and an opportunity to share with you and hear from you also some of the things that have worked for you. And equally, there'll be some things in this podcast that you have tried that don't work for you. It's all very subjective. My experience level is, well, I've had a few years experience doing improv. I've taught a bit of improv. I've performed with a whole range of exciting and talented improvisers and learnt from sets that have gone well and sets that haven't gone well. And this is all part of an evolution for me as well. So you're very welcome in joining me on this podcast. So today's topic is the love-hate relationship I have with jams. So a jam is an open mic event. I guess they could apply themselves to musical open mics, poetry open mics, stand-up open mics. But I am referring to, obviously, an improv jam, where your name gets pulled out of a hat and you come up onto the stage and perform an improv game or a scene with another improviser or set of improvisers. So first things first, I'm probably being a little bit harsh on myself in assessing my own performance at a jam. In a jam, you typically only get just a few minutes to do a quick improv game or scene, usually with people you haven't often performed with as well, if at all you've even met them before. And so probably I'm just being a bit hard on myself, but I thought it was worth doing a podcast on just simply to explore what my feelings were about it and why I have kind of mixed views about jams and possibly how I might be able to get better at performing at a jam than I currently am doing. So my first problem that I always face with a jam is I like to try and ground everything. So I imagine that I've got all the time in the world to ground the scene, develop who the character is, work out the platform, i.e. the who, what, where, and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is I only have a few minutes. And that's the biggest problem that I put on myself, is trying to establish all this stuff when actually in reality there's almost very, very little time to do any of that. So recently I did a jam where I was suddenly called up onto stage to perform a scene with a very good friend of mine, Elle. And the suggestion we were given from the audience was Predator and Prey. And that was it. There was no warm-up. We had a few minutes to establish something and make the audience laugh. Now the first thing to say is the scene went well. I had a lot of fun. Elle had a lot of fun. And the audience laughed. So that should be all I take from it. But I'm doing a podcast on it, and so I wanted to look back on some of the things that I did and some of the things that I could have done to have made the scene a bit better. So the first thing I started worrying about afterwards was I hadn't created the platform. I hadn't done the who, what, where. The good old platform that every good course or workshop on improv tries to teach you to do and says you must establish this. But it didn't matter. We had our relationship, Prey and Predator. The audience would have inferred from that relationship exactly where we were. And immediately in the scene, we established that I was the predator, Elle was the prey, and that I had been courting my prey to eat my prey for a long period of time. That was the activity. So we had a who, what, and where. But even if we hadn't established these facets, we still had the relationship, and that was the most important piece. Everything else doesn't matter for a jam. The other thing I reflected on was my character turned out to be a gorilla, but I hadn't held the posture of a gorilla for long enough. In fact, if anything, I dropped it after a while because I found it quite difficult to hold that pose physically. So I felt that I had let the scene down simply because I had dropped that physical characterization that I should have been holding up. But then I also reflected on the fact that there was some really good stagecraft. We had no neutral distancing between our two characters. At one point, the characters were very close together because the predator was about to eat the prey. And then at other times, we used the full width of the stage to demonstrate the problem between our two characters. We had funny voices. Both characters had funny voices. In fact, Elle's character had a fantastic voice which represented the ant with a very strong point of view. And there was real listening and a strong dynamic between the relationship. And all this was just established and set out and resolved in just a few minutes. Another example is where the audience had given us the location of a greenhouse, and my character was a watering can, where I just held the typical watering can slash teapot pose. We all had distinct points of view. We were all listening to other characters' point of view. We all had strong physicality and voices. So even in a few minutes, we had three or four characters with strong points of view, strong physicality, and strong voices. So even in these two examples of recent jams that I've been in, actually, they worked out well. So what am I worried about when it comes to being in a jam? I think I'm worried the fact that I'm not performing to the best that I can be. But I need to keep reminding myself that a jam is just an opportunity to have fun. It's just an opportunity to have a laugh. If I can make the other person on stage laugh as well and we have fun together, so be it. If the audience are laughing as well, so be it. That's fab. And that is surely what the purpose of a jam should be. Just an opportunity to have fun. Not a place to assess my performance or my ability as an improviser. And not a place where I should be harsh on myself. Sure, bring all the attributes that we've spoken about before. Physicality, point of view, funny voice, funny accent, listening to other improvisers. But getting held up on the scene isn't grounded, or I haven't got the platform properly established, or I haven't given a why, or I haven't done a confession. There isn't enough time to do that. And that's what I've been possibly too harsh on myself about. Worrying about these deeper facets of improv when it's just a jam and you're just there to have fun and laugh at the scenes. What's your view about jams? Do you like doing jams? Do you like watching jams? What do they give you? I'd love to hear what you think about jams and whether you think they're a useful improv tool or whether they're just simply a bit of fun which brings improvisers together in a social performing environment. So thanks very much for listening to the Nano Nano Film Improv Podcast, and I'll catch you in the next one.